Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Host, Sammy P with you on a Tuesday. Lot to digest. Everything going on, NFL, college football, and, of course, Major League Baseball. We're bringing in our buddy Corby Craig right here on BetSweats. Make sure you follow him on X at Corby, B-O, betterodds.co. Corby, we were just talking some baseball, and Sam mentioned it a number of times on the show. I wanted to thank you. I'm like, you know what? Corby's right. It's Dodgers. Why are we messing around? You got to grab as much Dodgers as you can at a decent price. And you look now, they're odds on, man. You got to lay a price if you want to take the Dodgers one game into the NLCS to win the World Series.
Yeah, it felt silly going into the wild card. They were 6-1 to win it all. I talked about it to Sammy. I was like, what are we doing here? Even if you don't like the Dodgers, like, this team is an all-star team. Like, I mean, their 9-spot hitter is a guy who almost made it. Their A-spot is quite literally a guy who won the NLCS MVP last year. So, what are we talking about here? So it's interesting to see play out. Obviously, they had to play the Phillies. Phillies is a great team. And that was even though they won 2-1, it was a really good series. But inevitably, cream's going to rise to the top. Feel pretty good. I've been buying all year from preseason to current. And I've stopped now, Joe. I'm not buying the odds on favorite, but have some pretty good positions there.
Yeah. Were the Phillies a great team, though? Honestly, Paul, resident Phillies guy, told us famously on the show, the Phillies should not be favored to win the World Series. There was a time where the Phillies were 4-1 and the Dodgers were 6-1. And that was the point when you told us to just buy, buy, buy. If there was a bet to make right now for MVP, we just went over a couple of guys, and then we're going to talk a ton of college football here. But you got, you know, Freddie's 9. Mookie's 14, Teoscar's 15. You go a little bit lower. There's Will Smith at 40, Muncy at 50. Any of those numbers, Pahe's 50, any of those numbers stand out?
I mean, Will Smith is swinging a hot bat. Well, the issue is Will Smith is one of the most consistent just teammates. You know, he's going to give you a bloop single. I don't know if it's enough to win an MVP. I would say Teoscar still at 15 feels crazy. I think we talked about this on the the pre-playoffs at Teoscar 75 up to, I believe I heard Joe, you have 100. A 100. So 15, you're starting to get to the point where it's we're getting a little close here, but at the end of the day, he's going to be the 4-spot. He's going to be the 5-spot on a team who seems to be thriving off home runs. They're not giving up any runs. So a Teoscar home run could very easily flip a series in the World Series. Blake Snell is going to pitch 8 innings of one hit, no walk baseball. Like, a single shot home run might win you the MVP at this point.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's go to some college football. Before we dive into this week's slate, I was curious where you stand on just the big picture stuff. When you look at the national championship, we're finally figuring things out, where these teams actually are. It's Ohio State by themselves. Then you've got to pretty much double the odds. Ohio State, your favorite, plus 350 over at BetMGM. It looks to be one of the best prices in the market. Then you double it to Bama at plus 700. Then you get down to Miami, the third favorite. Indiana, the fourth favorite after what they were able to accomplish over the weekend. What do you think of how they stack up now? Ohio State, Bama, Miami, and Indiana.
Yeah, I think there's a couple fraudulent teams in that list. One of which not being Ohio State. I've famously on shows said my bold prediction was Ohio State, the national favorite to win the national championship. And I'm sticking with that one. Like, this team is great. So Ohio State, number one, not close. I still think 350 is probably a little light. I bet the 5-1s, I believe, 2 weeks ago. And in the last 2 weeks, have we been blown away by these other teams? Not really. You go to like an Indiana, I guess they just won the recency game. Like, they look great. Do I think that they have built a lasting ability to win a national championship? That's a hard thing to do. Like, especially the 12-team playoff, like, you're going to have to go through a lot of games. I'm not sure Indiana is to that nature yet. Miami, shout out Sammy P. We have some Carson Beck Heismans. I think that that's one that will steam up throughout the course of the rest of the year. They play nobody for the rest of the year. So, like, I mean, they're not going to lose a game. So I could see them being in the second spot. And then Alabama, of course, it's where I'm from. 20 minutes out of Tuscaloosa, I want to root for the Tide. But every time I watch this team, I think they have so many flaws. Like, even in the Missouri game, we watched Missouri win the EPA per play battle. Like, I'm not blown away. Jam Miller got hurt. If Jam Miller is hurt, that kills this offense. I don't think it's a long-term injury, but still just worth noting. I have Ohio State pretty easily the number one. And then number two, which is going to shock both of you. I was shocked this morning when I saw it. Again, these are just numbers. They pop out, and I just read them off my paper. Oregon at number two. Still, no matter the loss, I still have Oregon in the second-best team in the nation. So a little look ahead. I bet Oregon this week, and then I bet some Oregon national champ this week.
Yeah, that would be the time to jump in at 10-1. I mean, I've always thought you want to buy off a loss, especially considering they're likely going to get in. I mean, even if they lose one more game, they're still in. With two losses, they're still a playoff team. I love their roster. I don't know about the quarterback. I think we got a little too excited collectively about Dante Moore. Not Joe and I, but I think everybody was kind of cramming Dante Moore Heisman down our throats. And he's a fine player, but clearly he's not going to win the Heisman Trophy. So I don't think 10-1 on Oregon is a bad idea, considering they were, you know, 5-1, 550 literally 3 days ago. So that would be a good entry point, I think, on Oregon. Are there any bets you made early for the coming Saturday?
Yeah, a little hindsight there. I took Oregon minus, I believe, 16. I see some 17s now. That would be fine. I mean, did we watch that Rutgers-Washington game collectively? Hey, Rutgers couldn't stop us three on offense. If we decide we're going to run the power eye, Sammy's the running back, they're not stopping us. So I don't see how they stop Oregon at a single skill position. I took Oregon. It looks like 17.5 now. That would be a little less fun, but still think it's the wave there. I just think Rutgers' run defense, I know they're like top, or they're outside the top 80 in EPA rush. This defense is just awful. Oregon is going to run the ball through their throat, whether that's short screen passes, whether that's from the traditional run. Like, I don't think Rutgers has any way to stop it. So took the 17 there. And then just some nasty ones. I laid the favorite on Florida State. I believe they're going cross country as well. Getting, I think, 17.5, 18 versus Stanford team, who we talked about in preseason. Stanford, not sure they have two opposable thumbs on the team. They just are not a good football team. So, yes, Florida State's look bad, but inevitably they have the talent, they have the coach, and they like to run up the score. So 17.5 there versus Stanford team, who might lose to my UAB Blazers. Like, and we just lost our head coach. So this is just overall a pretty ugly season for college football.
The Notre Dame USC numbers up to 9.5. Feels like a lot to me. 9.5 total keeps on jumping. We're at about 62. Should be an absolute shootout. Fun game to watch on Saturday night. What are your early thoughts on USC Notre Dame?
Yeah, it seems really high. I would look into why maybe that is. I make this 5. So 9.5, really high. I actually lean towards the under, which is interesting. There's been a group that has bet Notre Dame unders every single game this year. I don't know how that's working out for them. I'm not saying that that's a good thing, but they have bet the under every single week. So I don't hate that my number leans under. But now having an opponent that is competent, like, I've bet Notre Dame unders versus, say, a Boise State. But now with USC on the others, and I'm not running to the fence to bet that under. But the dog does look pretty interesting there.
That they, they're 0-6. They're 0-6, those unders.
0-6?
Yes.
Maybe on close.
Every game's going over.
We did win the Boise State game.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
It's the only one I remember.
The last couple. The first four were over, and then the last couple have gone under. You're correct.
Okay. Joe was talking about guys that scare you for Heisman, because, I mean, you know, Corby, we've got Beck. I also added some Simpson, and we were talking basically about who's going to hurt me, like who's going to kill me, who's going to put me in the coffin. And I thought initially Marcel Reed, and then Joe said, what about Maiava? And you look at their schedule, if they beat Notre Dame on Saturday, it really opens up for them. They have a big game against Oregon where even if they don't win, he can put numbers up. Maybe that's not a bad idea, Maiava, like to kind of buy some insurance off of the Beck and Simpson position that I've created for myself.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the only issue you'll run into, like with a guy like Maiava, is the bias of the West Coast. You know, we've seen this for years. There's only been two USC players, from at least my memory, that's won the Heisman. Reggie Bush, who famously gave it back, unfortunately for him, and then Caleb Williams. And those are generational players. Like, is he a generational player? I don't know. Granted, it's 2025. Like, are people standing up for games? Are games being streamed easier? Is there more eyeballs on the USC games? Most likely, yes. But I do think that there is something at least to be said about this West Coast bias of like the primetime games are getting all the eyes. And the best thing you have going for you, Sammy, we've talked about this a million times. Who does Carson Beck play in the next? I mean, until the college football playoffs. It basically comes down to, is Cristobal going to let Carson Beck put up numbers? That's really the only question we have here. He's going to play nobody that is competent enough to stop that offense. So I think it's Beck's to win. I just don't think Ty Simpson is that good. Mendoza, like, great story. Maybe I'm too bearish on him. He's looked good. Reed would be good. And then Sayan, of course, I think Ohio State's best team in the nation. So it would make sense for Sayan to be good. But he started off so slow. Like, I think it would be tough to put up the numbers. Like, Carson Beck has done this every single week now. So I think it just comes down to, do you think Miami is going to let the Carson Beck Heisman Trophy take precedence in games that they blow out, or are they just going to rest him on the sideline? I think so far we've seen that he's going to play. So if you're someone on this show sitting at 27-1 Heisman, I would say that you're in a pretty good spot.
37.
He knew there was a 7 at the very end.
Yes, bless you.
Over the summer. Corby Craig with us, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Some of the sharper books have moved Georgia's 7.5. A lot of 7s out there. Now there's some 7.5. Any thoughts on Georgia Ole Miss?
I took some 7 with Ole Miss, so that's interesting. They moved 7.5. That's never fun. This is a weird one for me. It's like a little stingy bet. I'm one of those guys who, like, if you don't show up for the Washington State games, I don't care. I think that in an SEC environment where every single game is going to be tough, even the Kentuckys can give you a sweat. I believe Kentucky covered against Ole Miss. Like, they have to be ready every single week. So when Washington State comes in, they're 32-point dog. Like, I don't really worry that much that Ole Miss didn't show out. So I would say the market's probably overreacting to what happened. That said, you can't win that game by 3. Like, win it by 15, and it's like, all right, well, we weren't prepared. But I think this team is good. I think you get a quarterback change. The longer into the season you go, the better it's going to be. And that was just kind of a hiccup. So I would say I probably downgraded them a little bit on, like, all sides of the ball, but significantly less than I would assume most people did.
How challenging has it been to power rate North Carolina this year? I imagine it's not been easy. I mean, they're bad, but I don't think a lot of people thought they were this bad. giving you time to clickety-clack there, but like from a power rating standpoint, like where did they start and where are they now for you?
Yeah, I don't have my season start. I'm slacking, but I do have them. I like the dog this weekend. I will say, like, this is one of those teams that I would hate to say that, like, I blacklist anybody, especially betting. Like, if the number's right, I'm going to bet it. But this is one of those teams, like, it's pretty hard to know what they're going to do, like, at all after probably week three. Watching that Charlotte game, I was like, all right, I don't want to put real-life money on this team. The second I knew it was over, it was 2 weeks ago, Sam. College Football Game Day called in Bill Belichick. And they're like, Bill, like, how's everything going? Like, what do y'all need to work on to improve? Like, how do you feel about the state of the program? And I don't know if anybody on the show watched that. He said, yeah, like, we're looking good. We just need to work on a couple things. The running, the passing, the catching, the offense, and the defense. Oh, yeah. That's, gotcha, Bill. And then he proceeded to say the rest of the show basically, like, we've never had a recruiting class. Like, we got in all these violations. Like, we haven't had a recruiting class. Next year's our year. And as he's on game day, like, recruits are coming up. While they're warming up for the Clemson game, recruits are coming up. He's talking to them. And you can tell, like, he does not care about this team. He cares about, like, trying to turn a program around. Now, can he do it? I'd be a skeptic. But, like, after that, I have put a big X on North Carolina. If my number says bet North Carolina, I will not be. When your coach says that you need to learn how to do everything better, like, you're in a pretty bad spot. So I found myself betting some overs. Just think their defense really stinks. And then you're just hoping that they can learn how to pass, run, and catch.
Yeah, good stuff. We've got about 15 seconds of the other big games, LSU-Vandy, Tennessee-Alabama. Do you have any quick thoughts or bets on any of those?
I'm going to take you to the biggest game of the weekend, boys. Penn State,
there you go.
Iowa, 37 yes. and a half. What are we doing here? It's too low. I know Drew Aller's hurt. I know the coach is gone. I know all these things. But last week it was 46 and a half. The look ahead moving 9 points. Wow. I took the over 37 and a half. I can't get there. It's going to be – I'm not going to watch it. It's going to be the worst game of the weekend, but technically primetime. So the over 37 and a half.
At Corby BO over on X. Make sure you follow him. Thank you, Corby Craig. Joe O. Sammy P. We'll talk some NFL Boys. Team futures next on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.